Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I really do appreciate it. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, again, guys, I appreciate you listening to the show. Those guys that are listening via Internet and those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening to the show. We are headed straight up the charts, guys. There are so many listeners, people that are getting involved in the show, getting on the show, listening to the show every day. Don't have a lot of people that call into the show, but I am having increase in listeners, people that just want to listen to the show, and I do appreciate that. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, 770-732-0244. If you have any tax or accounting needs, whether it's personal or business, give our sponsor a call. All right? Now, today's show is, of course, it's Friday, and it's Free for All Friday. It's Free for All Friday, baby. So call into the show. The lines are open. All lines are open. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Again, that number, slow down a little bit, 818-301-5834. That's the number to the show. Call in and talk about whatever you want, whether you had a great day at work, a bad day at work, a good day at work, or whatever. Today has been a really neat day for me today. I haven't really done a whole lot, but I have done a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you get that, but sometimes, you know, you have those days where you do a lot and you seem like you hadn't gotten anything accomplished. But I did some things today, and it wasn't a whole lot, but I seem to have gotten a whole lot of stuff accomplished. Got a couple of things off my plate that I've been, you know, working on, and those things are finally off my plate, and things are good. And I'll probably be go out and do some fishing tomorrow evening. So that should be good. And I know it's hot, but we still should be able to find a good spot for some crappies. So we're going to try to go and find us some crappie tomorrow night. And it's funny. Some people call it crappie. Some people call it crappie. I guess I should call it crappie. Crappie doesn't sound too good, so I'm going to call it crappie from now on, okay? And so we're going to go for some crappie tomorrow night. Me and a couple of friends are going to go for some crappie tomorrow night and see if we can bring them home. Bring them home. See if I can kill it a boatload. Now, guys, I promote this show on Twitter and Facebook. So if you do have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82. Astros alumni. That's Twitter at the number 8282 Astros alumni. If you go to Twitter, you'll find, if you do have a Twitter account, just follow the show on Twitter, and you'll get daily show notes about the show, and that way you won't ever miss a show if you don't want to. All right, it comes in about a half hour or so before the show starts. And that gives you a little time to get somewhere and get settled in and listen to the show. Also, I have a Facebook. The show is also on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, you can go to the top of the page and search for 1982 Astros alumni. Just type that in the search box, 1982 Astros alumni. The show page should come up there. Just send us a friend request there, and we'll confirm you as a friend, and voila, you'll start getting show notes. Again, daily, so that you won't ever miss a show if you don't want to. All right? Now, today's show, again, you guys know, whomever's been with me, you know that Friday is Free Fall Friday. So we're ready to kick off. We're ready to kick off the weekend. The weekend has started, really. Most people are home from work now, and the weekend is starting. I still have family in town, and they're leaving tomorrow morning. So tonight we're going to get together and probably blow it out a little bit tonight, because, you never know when you'll see them again. But they're here now, so we're gonna hang out a little bit tonight with them. So that'll all work out. And if they're listening to the show right now, we'll be getting together a little bit later. I know you guys know that I'm doing the show now, and after the show or what have you, I get in touch and see where I need to be, and we'll show up. Okay. Again, call the number to the show, guys. It's 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Thank you for listening in to the show, guys. I really do appreciate it. This weekend, like I said, I'm trying to do some fishing tomorrow night. But after tomorrow night, on Sunday, I'll probably be sleeping in a little bit because Saturday's gonna wear me down a little bit. Probably be sleeping in a bit on Sunday, but I'll be up and moving around on Sunday. But Monday, a lot of you guys know that I have a air cast on my left foot from a Achilles tear that I suffered. And I get it off on Monday. I get my cast off on Monday morning. And then when I get home Monday after my doctor's appointment, that's going to start my two-week rehab. And after those 2 weeks, I think I have to go back to the doctor to make sure everything's good. And then they'll release me to go back to work. I'm excited about that. And so I can get back to work. I kind of miss those guys at work, and all the people at work. You know who you are. You're listening to the show. I miss you guys, but I'll be back. I will be back, and it's not too soon. But I miss those guys. I know they're missing me, but I'll be back soon. All right, now. Free Fall Friday. Call into the show, guys, and let's get it on. 818-301-5834. And then on Monday, I'm gonna talk a little bit about my injury, the Achilles, and that you guys got to be careful. And what's funny about it is that it's not something that you be in the wrong way or something and it pops or anything like that. It's something that, just happens. I mean, I know a friend of mine, this is his second Achilles, and he had to have surgery both times. And it was on the opposite leg this time, and he had rupture. He ruptured his Achilles, both of them. But the first time he was playing basketball, the second time he coaches a little league team, and he was just kind of moving up and down the floor with the kids, and it just ruptured. So that's the kind of stuff that can happen with an Achilles, though. So you guys be careful if you feel it. It happens to you. I don't wish it on anybody. But if it happens to you, make sure you get to the doctor pretty quick and get it seen about, because it hurts and you can't walk right and all this stuff. So you will get to the doctor, I guarantee you that. But get there as soon as you can and start to get that thing on the flow back to where it was. And that's what I'll be doing for the next 2 weeks is rehabbing my injury, strengthening that Achilles again, and so it can handle these muscles I have up top. So that's the way we do it, you know. But anyway, Free Ball Friday, guys, call into the show. Talk about whatever you want. Like I said, on the 4th of July, Wednesday, I did a lot of barbecue and I did a lot of cooking on the grill on Wednesday. Tell you some of the things I did. I cooked 5 slabs of ribs. I cooked, I rotisseried 3 whole chickens. I cooked, I don't know how many chicken wings. I don't know how many chicken legs. I don't know how many thighs I cooked. And I cooked hamburgers, hot dogs. It was just, you know, tons of stuff. I was just steady. I cooked. When it's ready, I pull some stuff off and I throw some stuff in its place and I pull some stuff off and throw some stuff in its place and pull some stuff off and throw some stuff in its place. And when I thought I was done, by the time I thought I was done, we got another slab of ribs and some wings that we need to cook. Oh, my goodness. So I had to add some more charcoal to the grill, and get that going again, and get the grill hot again. And then I was able to slam that other slab of ribs on there, and those chicken wings, and voila, they were done in a little while. So, but it all worked out. I was probably up there about 5 hours, 6 hours, maybe on the grill, doing my thing. But at the same time, I talked to you guys about the weather, and it was hot, but it wasn't as hot as it had been. So I was able to, I kept my drink going, I kept my water going. I didn't have a lot of alcohol to drink. I didn't drink a lot of alcohol while I was cooking. I had maybe 2, maybe 3 beers, but in between those beers, I was having bottle waters, waters and waters and waters. I probably drank 8, 9 bottle waters, just trying to keep myself hydrated and going pretty strong. So, and that's what I recommend you guys do is keep yourself hydrated. Especially if you're working outside or if you're working inside where there is no air conditioning and, you know, things like that. Keep you some water going because even though you got a fan right there blowing on you trying to keep you cool, you still need water to keep your body hydrated. And try to stay away from the alcohol as much as you can because the alcohol, when you put water in, the alcohol goes in there and sucks it up like a sponge. You have to put more water in, then put some alcohol in there and go up and suck it up like a sponge. Put some more water in. If you alcohol water, like that, you'll be fine. Just make sure that you don't go too long without putting good water in your system. They always, since I was a kid, always have been recommended that you drink eight glasses of water, at least 8 glasses of water a day. So I try to get that in with me and my kids, and my whole family. We try to get that in. I keep water at the house so they can. We got a water filter system where we can. I'll buy some waters, we'll drink them, and then I'll turn around and I'll rinse. I'll keep those bottles. I'll rinse them out good, and then I'll fill them back up with the filtered water and put them back in the refrigerator. And that's for us. That's for us, our family. It's not for people that come visit. When people come visit, then I pour water. I make them go out in the garage and get water out of the refrigerator in the garage. So And it's and those waters never been opened. So that's a good thing, all right? I know you guys are saying, God, you know, I bet I go Frank House, he got water that already been drank. You know? His water been open. I don't want this, somebody to drink out of it. But that's just water for the family, for us. So you ask me for water, I'll send you outside and get you some water. Anyway, but guys, keep yourself hydrated as much as you can at all times. And like I say, I'm so excited about my family being in town. I've seen them. I saw them on Wednesday, all day on Wednesday. I didn't see them at all yesterday. I think everybody was kind of recuperating yesterday. And haven't seen them today yet. But we do plan to get together this evening at some point. I don't know if we're going to be doing some kind of fish fry or something for dinner tonight or what we're going to do. But, you know, we got to eat something. So I think I'm going to eat when I get off the show. So I'll be good for tonight. But I'll probably need something later on tonight, 9, 10 o'clock. I'll be needing some more. Every 3-4 hours, you have to feed this puppy. So, but anyway, guys, we got about 7 minutes left in the show. I want to say to my fellow Astros, my fellow Astros, and my alumni that graduated in my class, the 1982 class, is that, guys, we're looking for you. We want you to be a part of the reunion coming up towards the end of the year in October. We want you to be a part of it. We want your input, everything. We want it all from you, and we're looking for you. If you're out there, if you're listening to the show and you haven't been getting the emails, please send me a message or either get on Facebook and send Phyllis Bird Wiggins a message on Facebook. She's on Facebook there. Or go to the 1982 Astros Alumni Show page. Send a message there. Or go to holler at, search for Rhonda Braswell Pitts. She's on Facebook. She'll come up there. And send us messages, guys. Let us know that you're not getting emails. You need to be on the email list. And you haven't been getting the communications that everyone else has. So that you won't be left out of the loop come October. Because right now, we're needing money to make everything happen. I think I heard the treasurer say that, there's enough money right now for maybe one event. And you know we need three events. So we need you guys to come on and step forward and step up to the plate. Send in your reunion dues and let's get this thing smoking. Because that's exactly how things are going to be. If, I'm going to be there to have a good time. So, a lot of you guys know me. I like to have a good time. So that's the goal, for us to have a great time for this reunion. I'll be there. So you guys are there. You guys will have a good time if you want to. And we all can hang out together. It'll be so much fun. So, anyway, guys, I love you guys. Have a great weekend. It's Friday night. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do. So keep yourself in check and keep it going. And keep yourself out of trouble. Take care of your family. Stay safe. And have a great weekend. I will be back on Monday, 6:30 p.m., 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Just call into the show on Monday and let's talk, okay? 818-301-5834. Guys, have a tremendous weekend. Have a safe weekend. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself going. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. Same time, same place. It's Frank. I'm over. I'm out.